Pred obednou prestávkou by som rád pozval pána Rovera na scénu. Je to významný odborník zo spoločnosti Areva, ktorý nám prednesie príspevok, ktorý sa bude týkať dismantlingu alebo rozoberania primárnych zón jadrových elektrární. Je to téma, ktorá je aktuálna v súčasnosti, pretože na Slovensku máme atomovú elektráreň V1, ktorá kde prebieha takýto proces, alebo sa pripravuje. Takže ja by som poprosil pána Rovera, aby predniesol tento príspevok. So, Mr. Rover, the floor is yours, and short introduction has been done for you. And as I should mention, we have, of course, the cooperation, which is longer than a few years. Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, first of good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I have to say thank you very much that I am allowed to give a presentation about Areva and the D&D competences and activities, what we have done so far and what we are doing at the moment. And the title is the Areva experience in dismantling of the primary circuit. That means I will really concentrate on components in the reactor building and will not go to the conventional part, because I think that is a normal business and can be done by nearly all companies. That is not a big issue. But the dismantling of the reactor components are more complicated, and we have to consider a lot of things so that finally the whole decommissioning of the plant is cheap. I noticed it in the last year already. A plant which is out of operation cost money and doesn't earn money. And that is also what we are learning today from our clients. When we are doing service for the utilities, they are, yeah, I will not say that it is easy to get the money from them for the service activities. But for the decommissioning, it's really hard, because that costs money, and that is what the utilities at the moment are really noticing. Okay, I will give you a short introduction of Areva. That is very short. The optimized primary circuit dismantling, that is a concept which we have worked out, competences, and then I will give project references for a boiling water reactor at Würgersen for the reactor pressure vessel and the internals, and we'll talk about the pressurized water reactor in Stade and give a short summary. Before I go into the... No, I will do it later. Areva, I think everyone knows Areva is one of the major players in the nuclear business, and it's built up with the mining group, with the front-end business group, reactor and services. These are the new builds and service activities. And back-end, and this is where I am coming from, and then Areva is also busy in the renewables energies, especially offshore wind, where we have already many wind farms in operation in Germany. And then we have engineering and projects, international commercial organization, functional departments, and the regional departments, especially in the United States and in Germany. The back end is built up in recycling, in D&D, and clean up and logistics. And when it was decided in Germany to leave the nuclear power plants and nuclear energy. It was decided within Areva to build up a competence center at Areva in Germany, and we are belonging to the back-end group in France, but the idea is to build up assistance to give D&D engineering services, project and site management, efficient decontamination, radiological characterization, and then of course the dismantling of the projects, and we are also dealing with spent fuel. I will come to it a little bit later. We are not only alone in Germany, we have also our colleagues in France, and they are also busy in the field of the decontamination. This is only an example where they are also giving assistance in the dismantling and decommissioning of the Superphénix in France. This is engineering support at the moment. But in another field where Areva is also very strong in France is the dismantling of the process plants, which normally are belonging to Areva, but also here we have meanwhile a lot of knowledge about dismantling of and hot cells and especially high activated components. When we are talking about the dismantling of a power plant, and here I'm concentrating on a pressurized water reactor, we are talking about approximately 160,000 tons of material. And on the left-hand side, you see most of it is really concrete, and only 13,500 tons are material which has to be considered in the planning and also in the dismantling works later on. The 600 tons on the top of the middle. The 600 tons belongs to the concrete. These are concrete and reinforcement parts which are really activated, which are coming out of the area of the reactor pressure vessel, and they also have to be final disposed. And then from this 13,500, 9,800 can be free released later on. It doesn't mean that you can bring it directly from the plant to a dumping. It has to be dismantled. These components have to be dismantled. They have to be scored. The activity has to be measured, and it has to be brought through a waste processing process. But finally, it is possible to free release these amounts of. Then We have here the 700 tons from mechanical, electrical, that has to be brought to a final disposal to a conventional disposal, and the 3,000 tons, this has to be brought to a final disposal later on as medium waste. This 500 tons are secondary waste for example, from the decommissioning processes. And one other real important aspect is the activities and the activity, and we have shown it in this graph, and you can see it also here if you the total activity and what the fuel makes from the whole amount, and if you reduce it later on with a full system decontamination and the removal of the reactor pressure vessel with the internals, then you have already reduced a lot of all the activities. And if you finally continue with the removal of the contaminated systems, then you have more or less brought out all the activities. And this is also our concept, what we feel is the better one in comparison to what has been done in the past. It means that in the post-operational phase, that when the spent nuclear fuel is still on site, that the client and the companies are working on the defueling and cleaning up, and that we are doing the full system decontamination, that we are preparing studies, and that we are considering the waste treatment facility and an interim storage. And the waste treatment facility, that is very important, because you have to know exactly what you are going to do with your waste, because you have different opportunities for the dismantling of the components. For example, I will show you later on that we have cutted the reactor pressure vessel and the internals into pieces in Greifswald, and it's a former Russian reactor type in Germany. They cut it out, the reactor pressure vessel, in one piece, and it's stored now in a interim storage building. So you have different possibilities to do the dismantling, but your waste strategy has to be in line with this dismantling philosophy. And to reduce the activity on site very early, after you have got the D&D approval, our proposal is to start immediately with dismantling of the internals, and then already to start with the reactor pressure vessel, to take them out, to have less activity on site, and that you get the buildings clean from activity. That is, first of all, better for the personnel, because one of the aim is, of course, to reduce the activity, and that the persons are safe from the activity side. And you have finally a better flow of work when you have taken out all these high activity components. And this is only a summary, that when you have done this, these activities, of course you reduce the dose rates significantly. You have early backfitting of mobile operating systems. You don't need any longer the reactor systems. You can, for example, the power supply or the aerosol monitoring, fire protection, waste treatment simplified, also parts of the HVAC system. You can work with mobile systems, and you don't need any longer the power plant systems, and you can also dismantling them in the way of the normal dismantling works later on, in the course of the normal dismantling works. And it's also not necessary to use, for example, in Germany, the KTA rules and standards. These are especially standards for the nuclear components, which you still have to apply as long as the fuel is on site, for example. And you can reduce all these requirements from the environmental side and also from the legislation side. And this is only another picture which shows what you can do if you take out the fuel and then do the full system decontamination. I will explain the full system decontamination and take out the activated inventory, and you see how tremendous you can reduce the activity on site. And that makes the life much easier later on. And this is only a short picture which shall demonstrate that with this strategy we think that we have an optimized strategy and that we can save time and also cost. Competences. Of course, for all these works, especially with the high activated components, you need competences because you are working on really high activated components, and therefore you need competences for the safe handling and storage. That means that you have to have all the tools and knowledge to deal with the spent fuel, and it's not only the spent fuel which is in the spent fuel pool. This is the normally. It's more important. And now I'm coming here to the service of the fuel elements, for example, to work also with the damaged fuel elements, which are still in some plants in the storage pool. And this is what we are doing at the moment in some cases in Germany, where we have recognized damaged fuel elements that we are encapsulating the fuel rods and preparing them also for storage in a cask then. So I will only demonstrate that you really need competences also in the fuel handling. Another part, of course, is that you have to start with the core waste processing in the spent fuel. You can't imagine what in some cases lies in the spent fuel pool because no one really considers to start with the dismantling of all the pieces, and so you can find all parts of pieces high activated in the spent nuclear fuel pool, and this also has to get rid of. The full system decontamination, that is what I mentioned several times already. The full system decontamination is a contamination system which comprises the reactor pressure vessels, the steam generators, the pumps, and let me say the whole main circuit, and we are not going to decontaminate the single components. We do it as a full system decontamination, and the experiences which we have had so far are very, very good, and we are doing or we have done the from the plants which are now out of operation Unterweser in Germany at the moment. We are preparing ESA 1, and so the German utilities are tending to do a full system decontamination before they start with the real dismantling works, and it is really to get rid of activity. That is the main part. Oh, sorry. And before you start with dismantling of the components, you have to plan the waste management. That is what I mentioned already. And also here is the task to reduce the waste as much as possible. And you can do this by characterization of the main components, and that means that you make a calculation and calculating exactly the radioactivity of the components, of which part of component, and then you can optimize the waste management process later on according to this calculation. And if you intend to do it even better than only with the calculation, then you can also take samples and to compare the calculated values with the values of the samples. For the component dismantling, of course you have to plan all the dismantling works, and this is also what we have done in Würgersen and Stade. It took a long time to do the real detailed planning of the dismantling, and we have not only done the basic engineering, but also the detailed engineering, including the engineering of the tools later on. We have specified all the tools, and then we have bought them on the market. But the specification, the detailed design, was done by Areva itself. And we have also a lot of experience in the exchange of the steam generators, for example, which helps us also now for the back end part to have experience in this field. This is also one part, but I will not go that. Of course, you need the all the details of the cutting techniques and equipment, what I just mentioned. You have to know exactly what kind of cutting technique you have to use in which field. Of course, the sites and the components are different, but everything has to be adapted so that when you are doing the engineering works, you have to be sure that everything works finally, because you are working in the controlled area, and I can show you the pictures later on. You are working in remote access, and it has to fit, and therefore you need a special knowledge also about this cutting techniques and equipment. Waste treatment systems, I think that is not so, it is important, but it has not so much to do with the dismantling, therefore I think I can go it. Now I am I have reached the point where I want to show you three examples where we are working, or where we here in this special case in ISA, where we are working, and what we have done in Würgersen and Stade, and to also to demonstrate that we are really working in a high activated area, and that you need special equipment for this. Here is, for example, the dismantling of control rods in ISA, and we have designed these machines here for the cutting. And you can see here the sawing device for the horizontal cutting, and this is a saw for the longitudinal sawing. And the scope is splitted into two different scenarios. This project is for ISA, where they have used control rods in the pool of the spent fuel, and to get space in the pool, we have got the contract to dismantling these control rods, and to prepare them for packing in containers later on. One other plant which I mentioned is Würgersen. Würgersen is a boiling water reactor, and here you can see the reactor pressure vessel with all the internals, and Areva has got separate contracts for the dismantling of the internals and the reactor pressure vessel. We got the contract for the dismantling of the control rod tubes and jet pumps, for the T-balls and steam water separator, for the cyclones of steam water separator, and later on, that is These are two bigger contracts for the dismantling of the remaining part and the cutting of the reactor pressure vessel itself. I will show you some pictures about the components. You see these control rod guide and the jet pumps. They had a weight of 22 tons, and it was remote handled cutting underwater in the spent fuel pool, and the pulling out and pre-cutting was done by bent saw, the final cutting by nibbling and packing into primary cast, and then finally it was packed into 200 liter drums. The T-balls, the total mass also 8 tons, and it was separated from the water steam cycle, or from the steam water separator, that's the correct wording. Then we did the cutting of the T-bolts using a bandsaw, and also these bolts were packed into the to the drums. The steam water separator itself was done in 7 months, and also the work was done, as all the works for the internals were done underwater, so and were done remote. And you see that we used several techniques for the dismantling via shearing and saws, and the cutted mass finally was 35 tons, and was also packed into the 300 liter drums. For the remaining internals, that was splitted into phases. The phase one was for the parts which can be removed or which are not really fixed to the reactor pressure vessel, and the second part was for the parts which are fixed to the reactor pressure vessel. And this picture here on the left-hand side shall demonstrate what lifting devices and also secondary tools are necessary to do all the works. Here on the right-hand side, you can have a look. This is into the reactor pressure vessel, and we had to work out. No, that was again. Yeah, it shall demonstrate what secondary tools and lifting devices we had to provide. Also here. Also here we had to install separated platforms and protection devices to have the people which can work here on these platforms protected. And these are pictures here from the taking out of the reactor building from the upper core grid and the lower core grid, and the core instrumentation. I will go through it a little bit faster. This is a demonstration about the cutting of the core cover, where we cut it out such rings and packed them later into the containers. Equipment, the tools were also tested in a mock-up test in our Areva facilities, and so that you see that we have done all parts, all things to demonstrate quality for all these parts. These are also cutting activities of the phase one. I will go through it a little bit. And here I am now for the remaining internals of the part two, with rigidly installed internal RPVs, and these are core shroud components close to the RPV wall, and also these were cut it and aerodized out of the reactor pressure vessel and finally packed into the containers. This is the reactor pressure vessel itself. It was divided into two parts. The upper part is the part which could be decontaminated and could be brought for melting, and the lower part was packed and conditioned into Conrad containers. Conrad is our final waste disposal for medium waste in Germany. You can see the reactor pressure vessel data. It has a weight of 320 tons, a height of 15 meters, and it was cut into 252 pieces, and it was finally packed into the 29 Conrad containers. And we applied the water abrasive suspension slicing. That is a special cutting system with where we have a mixture of water and abrasive suspension material, and this mixture cuts the big pieces of this reactor pressure vessel into two pieces, and it works with 2,000 bar, and we could cut pieces out of 137 millimeter. That is already really thick parts. And for the flange, we used the bent saw. And also here, you can see what was necessary on secondary equipment and tools for transporting the pieces here from the reactor pressure vessel where we did the cutting here into the finally into the steam turbine building where the packing area was, and this area was completely separated from the other parts of the building, because it was we worked here with the activated components, and all the works here were done from a separate control area, and all was done remote. And for the works for the reduction, we worked here with a special shielding which was brought into the reactor pressure vessel, also for the reduction of the activity and collective dose. This is again a picture of the crane equipment which I mentioned already, that we brought in different lifting devices for the different applications. And this is a summary for the vertical cuts. We use the band saw with a wall thickness of 450 millimeter, and for the avoidance of aerosols. And for the horizontal cuts, we did this water abrasive system, and reactor pressure vessel cylindrical part, we also did the water abrasive system. And what is also to be mentioned, but now I will come to it later on, these are some pictures of the material handling from the vertical segmentation here, when the gripper removes the part and positions it into the container later on for the final disposal into these containers. And these containers with the materials were later on filled with concrete. And this is a example of the packing. And this is also a summary of the transport. But what is important is also for the water abrasive system, we of course had to clean up the water, because we brought in dust and abrasive materials, and during the operation, the water cleaning system was always in operation, and it worked automatically that we filled the drums here, and here where we had filters in, and the water from the left water from the filters drained here into to the systems, and we filled it up. And when the whole filter was finally filled up with parts, when the filter system had taken out enough, then we took the drum with the filter and the waste material to the final storage. So the whole project was done in 24 months, and the engineering phase took 12 months, installation equipment 6 months, and so on. And this is another example, only a few words about Stade. Here we got the contract for the segmentation of the reactor pressure vessel internals. This is a pressurized water reactor, so the design of the pressure vessel is different to the boiling water reactor, but finally it's not a problem also to dismantle a pressurized water reactor. And the total mass was 85 tons, and it was packed into 158 shielded cast and into 10 containers. And we had no problems with dose, with the activities at site. The dose application limited was as specified, and we also had no accident on site. This is a picture of the situation at site, that we had a special container here for the dismantling of the internals. Most of the works was done here in this container. That was done because we could limit the water from the VASS system here into this container, and we didn't distribute it here into the whole part of the fuel pool. This gives you also an overview that what has been done. We had, for example, to install storage racks for the intermediate storage of parts, and we also had to protect the layer of the spent fuel pool and of the reactor of this part here from the reactor where the reactor parts are laying here. Okay, and this is also one pictures what we have done. Also, this was done in according to the program with the client, and also you can see here the engineering phase took 21 months. This is a lot for all the engineering work, and it demonstrates how important the engineering for such works are. And this is a summary that for the Stade reactor pressure vessel internals, it was remote controlled under segmentation packing, total mass 85 tons, 158 mosaic and 10 Conrad containers, 37 mosaic containers, Bergassen. The dismantling was total mass 160 tons for the internals and 320 tons for the reactor pressure vessel itself. And finally, due to the very good design, we could save a lot of containers, and the project was finished in time. So this is more or less the end. This is this summary of my whole presentation, that we feel that the optimized strategy and sequences of the dismantling, as we call it, hot to cold, will provide serious economical savings. The larger dismantling packages, that's what I didn't mention, we are of the opinion that a client should procure a larger package to avoid the interfaces if he goes for many smaller contracts, and that we can use the mobile systems very, very early. And my message is it is possible to dismantle the big components. It's also possible to dismantle the activated components. I didn't mention, for example, steam generators. Steam generators are not so important because they are not activated. They are contaminated. But here we can work with contamination systems, and then it's not such a big issue. What I demonstrated here, the spent fuel, damage spent fuel, and the reactor pressure vessel internals, the reactor pressure vessel itself, and all the parts which are really activated. These are the complicated parts, and here you have to consider a lot of engineering works, but it can be done. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is ďakujem veľmi pekne. To bola veľmi obsiahla prezentácia.
Was too much, no?
ktorá demonstruje kompetencie spoločnosti Areva. Práve myslím, že pre Slovensko v súčasnej situácii je dôležitý odkaz, pretože sa pripravujú určité projekty pre elektráreň V1, kde sa takéto aktivity budú realizovať. Otázka pre plénum, sú nejaké otázky na pána Rovera? Pán Mlčuch?
You can ask me also the questions later on, so...
Ak nemáte teda ďalšie otázky, tak ja by som vás rád pozval na obed, na obednejšiu prestávku, ktorá skončí o 2. hodine po obede. Takže všetkých vás pozývame na obed. Ďakujem za pozornosť.
Okay, thank you.